At the just ended GBC's 2014 media review at Dodowa, management and board mentioned that they have approached government to consider increasing the new TV license fee to meet the current economic situation. Other topical issues raised was how GBC would win itself of government subvention. We have in the studio the Director General of the Corporation, Major Albert Donchebe, to throw more light on the issue. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Now, TV license fee is a potential source of revenue for the corporation. Now, to what extent can it help GBC to be financially independent?
Well, as you know, GBC has a dual mandate. We have a public service mandate, and then we have a commercial mandate. Now, for a number of reasons, over the last few years, GBC has been delivering its public service mandate without the guaranteed source of funding, which was put into the GBC law purely to take care of public service broadcasting, and that is a TV license fee. This is because since 1991, when this law was promulgated and the fee set at 30 pesos, there has been no revision whatsoever in the fee set for 1991 conditions. Consequently, a few years ago, it became unviable to continue collecting that fee, since the cost of collection was more than whatever you would collect. And so the first plank to put in place in any strategy to take GBC off subvention is the revision of the TV license fee and the adoption of an effective mechanism for collection. So there are two things. First, the fee is revised. Secondly, an effective mechanism, collection mechanism, is put in place.
But then the proposed broadcasting bill does not give GBC the monopoly to handle the TV license fee. How worrisome is this?
Well, the proposed broadcasting bill, luckily, and as you said, it's a bill. It's not yet the law. So I would want us to leave that for now and look at what is. And that is the TV licensing law, which is in place, and which we want the fee in there revised. That is what will lead to GBC going off subvention.
And then how can GBC position itself properly when this is implemented?
Well, there are a number of steps, which honestly, GBC going off subvention is a song I've been singing since I came into GBC about 14 months ago, because I have always known that it is not appropriate for government to fund GBC. The public must fund GBC, not government. In many other regimes where public service broadcasting is thriving, it is funded directly from the public through all kinds of schemes, including licensing television sets, which is the regime that Ghana chose several years ago, except that we have not been diligent enough to revise the fee to take care of changing financial or economic circumstances. Now, luckily for us, we are on the threshold of a proper, effective mechanism to collect TV license fees. In the next few months, Ghana is supposed to migrate from analog broadcasting to digital broadcasting. Digital broadcasting will be, you will require to have a set-top box. If you have an analog TV, and it is estimated that currently there are about 6 million analog TV sets in Ghana. And for us to migrate and be in compliance with the regulations or with the provisions of the ITU, we need to ensure that all citizens who are already accessing broadcasting TV signals on analog would have the facility and the ability to continue receiving those signals. What it means is that we need to put in place a strategy to ensure that everyone with an analog broadcasting TV can still watch television when we switch off sometime next year when the digital platform has been put in place. So the stakeholders must come up with a plan, whether it's through subsidy, it's through free distribution, a subsidy, a system that will ensure that the 6 million Ghanaians out there, or 6 million television set owners out there, are provided with a set-top box each. and I'd go on to call the set-top box an STB. So this STB now provides the facility for us to be able to collect the license fee. Because if you have not paid your TV license fee, your set-top box will not be able to access any free-to-air broadcasting signal.
But sir, what about those who will say or ask how sustainable this is going to be? Because what if those who have the analog televisions decide to go in for digital television sets? Wouldn't that affect us?
Well, that provision has also been made. Now, remember, digital television sets are quite recent in the country, and they are not that many. House owners are now going out to purchase them. In fact, the law was very far-sighted. It made provision for all importers of television sets into the country to provide GVC with the numbers of television sets they are bringing in through the Customs Division. So the Customs Division was supposed to provide GVC with all TV sets landed in Ghana, and where these TV sets are, which outlets are retailing them. And the same law made provision for the retailers to provide GVC with monthly updates of how many of these digital TV sets or TV sets in general have been sold and to whom, so that they can be tracked. Now we look forward to a system where, apart from the STB boxes, we would then have to set up certain units of persons, or maybe outsource to third parties, collection companies, who will then target the owners of digital television sets and collect from them. All kinds of systems, collection mechanisms have been proposed. The proposals are with management. We are looking at them. So we look at a certain percentage, maybe 70 to 80 from STDs, and then the balance from systems which may involve the use of third parties.
What about this? People will say we are a public service broadcasting entity, and now it's like we are commercializing in a sense. How do we reconcile this?
Not at all. You still remember I said we are going directly to the public. So the public is still resourcing us to provide the service, not the government. Now remember, attempts have been made, even with the establishment of the National Media Commission, to isolate state broadcasters from government per se. And one of the issues that has not been addressed has been the funding issue. As long as state broadcasters have to resort to government for funding, then this isolation or this trying to shield broadcasters from government has not been successful. This is the last plank. If it is put in place, it will completely isolate the state broadcaster from government, because the state broadcaster will now receive its funds directly from the public. You don't have to go to parliament, go through a ministry, put estimates there, and go and beg before the funds come. That is the reason why public service broadcasting has not made any headway. If the funds are coming directly from the people themselves, I can assure you, you would have first-class public service broadcasting in Ghana.
Well, that is okay. But then let me put this last question to you. Now, with the multiplicity of TV stations in Ghana, which gives a viewer many viewing options, are people really mandated to pay TV license fees to GVC?
Well, I think it is a premise which is wrong. It is premised on the fact of whether people want to watch GTV or not. That is not the issue. Public service television stations will always pander to issues and events which have a commercial benefit. But a country is not only commercial. A country has interests beyond the commercial. There are certain issues and activities which may not have any commercial benefits, but which are good for the sovereignty of the country, which are good for national cohesion, which are good for developing social harmony. And a country must always put in place the resources to be able to undertake these activities. That is the reason why public service broadcasting has always been critical in the development of every nation, even the most capitalist in the world.
Thank you, sir, for getting some time for us in the studio today.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
We thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was the Director General of the GBC, Major Albert Don Chibi, who threw more light on the issue or issues that were discussed at the media review meeting at Dodua by management and board.
The Deputy Minister of Communications, Atu Sapong, says GBC is well positioned to be on its feet financially without government support. He told Radio Ghana that government is in talks with management and board of the corporation to come out with measures that will make the organization self-sufficient as it prepares to wean itself from government subvention by close of next year. Mr. Sapong spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
What we have indicated is that by 31st December of 2015, we expect GBC to move away from government subvention to a situation where they are able to take care of themselves fully, effective 1st January 2016. So we expect the team at GBC, led by the Director General, with support from the board of GBC, to put in place the necessary structures and necessary systems, one, to reduce revenue leakages, if there are any, two, to optimize people in terms of efficiency and effectiveness, three, to introduce new programs that will be compelling enough and attractive for advertisers to put their money on, and four, to migrate of government subvention to being able to take care of itself. In our opinion, GBC is well positioned at present to be able to do that. We have a lot of confidence in the Director General, the board, and the executive team. And based on what we've seen so far, think that they are on the right track. They've already started taking initiatives towards that, and all we want to do is to provide them the support, the encouragement, and also set that migration to self-financing as a key performance indicator, a key critical objective for the Director General and the board to achieve.
Yeah. You heard the Deputy Minister of Communications, Atu Sapong. Meanwhile, some staff of the corporation have expressed mixed reactions about the decision to wean GBC of government subvention. While some support the move, others feel GBC cannot take care of itself because the corporation has been under government subvention since its inception, and that GBC cannot cater for staff salaries and allowances and other expenses.
It's feasible in the sense that GBC, looking at the infrastructure we have, both the human resource and the facilities we have at hand, it's possible to win ourselves out of government subvention. It's only when prudent measures are taken in harnessing all the resources that needs to come to GBC. Money is very key in this, and if we are able to get enough money, we'll be able to pay for the salaries and all other resources needed around the station.
I don't think it's possible, because GBC has been the nation broadcaster from its inception till this time.
We can, but there are certain things that we must get right. Our sources for revenue. We have this television license fees that we collect. The figure now is not reasonable because we're collecting 30 pesos. The document that we shall give to the person and call the license will cost more than 30 pesos. The fee cannot pay even for the receipt. We will have to market ourselves a little more so that people will come to us.
It's not possible because our revenue, it is not up to even our salary. For us to pay our own salary, we cannot even pay our tariffs, so I don't think it's possible.
It's not possible for GBC because the machines that we use are being bought by the government. And I know it's very expensive, and the income of GBC is less. When we go on our own to get money to buy all these things, pay the workers and other expenses, it will be too huge for GBC.
Those were views of some staff of GBC on the decision to wean the corporation count.